Well, we find ourselves in the KSRO kitchen, the happiest place. Oh, wait, that's Disneyland. But this is pretty close. I'm Steve Garner, along with Emily Ash Lamb. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning, Steve.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing really well.
Well, I'm doing very well because next week is the Artisan Cheese Festival, something we're so lucky kind of pinch ourselves that we have been the proud recipients here in Sonoma County of having this world-class event.
It really is.
Happening since 2006.
Yep.
And it's once again happening here in Santa Rosa, and we're devoting the show to telling people what's still available.
and
also, if you're a steady listener and you make it through the end of the show, you might win one of two tickets to the upcoming Marketplace, which is happening next Sunday. On the phone with us this morning is Alyssa Gilbert. Alyssa is the newly appointed executive director for the California Artisan Cheese Guild. Good morning, Alyssa.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, thanks. It's a beautiful day.
So when you're not executive directing, you also have a cheese shop in Oakland, I understand.
I do, yes. We specialize in artisan American cheese, and we carry a lot of our California producers that we'll be able to find next weekend at the festival.
Well, you can give us a plug. What's the name of your shop?
We are Ollie's American Cheese and Provisions, and we are located in downtown Oakland.
And who is or was Ollie?
It is named after my grandparents. Their last name is Oliver, and now my son's middle name is Oliver, so it's a family name.
Oh, I love that.
And were they cheese lovers?
They were food lovers, ranchers and farmers.
So nice.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Kind of ties in.
Well, how long have you been executive director for the Cheese Guild?
About 3 months.
Okay. threw you right in.
Yeah, I was previously on the board of the California Artisan Cheese Guild, so I'm definitely not new to the organization.
Okay, well, it's next weekend, and would you run us through basically what is still available as far as the events go?
Yeah, absolutely. Our Friday farm tours have sold out. Our Saturday cheese crawl has also sold out. But on Saturday, we have two remaining seminars, a beer and cheese tasting with Janet Fletcher at Couvert in Windsor. And she is just such a great person to talk about beer and cheese, so that is something not to miss. And we also have a cheese board building workshop with Ali Kieser-Marty from Gold Ridge Organic Farms, and also we've just added in that same seminar, we're going to do a little bit of a collaboration with Gowan Cider, so we'll have a cider and cheese pairing aspect as well, which is going to be really exciting. And then Sunday, our VIP Bubbles and Bites is still available. We have elevated cheese forward brunch bites. We'll hear from Clark Wolf and Giacomini Sisters and a few other special speakers before getting an hour early entry into the marketplace, which if you've been in the past, you know that extra hour of a less crowded environment is well worth it.
It really is. I gotta say, I have done that and been like, wow, I see this is a needed VIP pass. Yes.
Exactly. So you kind of get, first access to all of the cheese and all the great things we have alongside it.
Yeah.
And if that's not for you, we also have plenty of general admission marketplace tickets available. And those are from open at 12. So you'll be able to enjoy the marketplace from 12 to 4.
So if people go to the website now, all of this information you're telling us is there this morning?
Correct. Yep. And it is artisancheesefestival.com.
Great. Artisancheesefestival.com. Well, I like the value of the VIP early entry, as Emily pointed out, that getting in a little early makes it much easier to find your favorite vendors and get around pretty quickly.
Because how many people do you expect at the marketplace this year?
About 1,500.
Right.
So it'll be quite the event.
Yes.
And we do cap those VIP tickets, so it'll be a pretty intimate experience. And then you also get to start your day with some great cheese-forward small bites and coffee and some bubbles from GoldenEye Winery. So it's just a great way to start the morning.
Fabulous.
Absolutely.
And this is taking place where?
The seminars will be taking place at the Flamingo Resort and Spa in Santa Rosa, and Sunday all the events will take place at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds.
Which is on Bennett Valley Road right across from the Guts Building. And lots of parking. Is parking included or is that a separate?
Parking is included in the ticket, so parking is free. We have plenty of lots, and again, if you're there for the VIP brunch hour, you get VIP parking. So that's another benefit.
And if you don't, go hungry, because you will eat a lot of good stuff there. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Not only cheese, too. All kinds of different vendors.
Well,
all kinds of vendors.
I have to tell you, I was really. We've been attending this event since the inception in 2006. Chef John Ash and I broadcast the show live from the very first Artisan Cheese Festival. So we have a long history of loving this festival a great deal. And I know that at the marketplace, we talk about the proclamation presentation.
Yeah, absolutely. That is a really exciting thing happening this year to honor the 20th anniversary of both the California Artisan Cheese Guild and the Artisan Cheese Festival. We'll be receiving a governor's office proclamation. It'll be held at Sunday at noon in our author's corner. So both VIP and general admission attendees will be able to view it if they'd like.
That's really exciting. And you just mentioned author corner. Who's going to be there?
Yeah, so we will have two authors speaking. We have Tamara Jo Hicks from Tuluma Farms, and she'll be talking about her new book, Feasts on the Farm. And we also have cheese expert Trevor Warmdahl coming in to talk about his newest book, Cheese Trekking, which will be a really fascinating to listen to on both accounts. And we also, new this year, are going to have a chef's corner with a live chef demo presented by AIM, and Chef Curtis Akins will be there demoing some market fresh mac and cheese. And after his demos, he will have samples for everyone.
It's really my idea of the blissful stimulation overload.
In the best way.
And can I ask, Alyssa, are there some new new vendors you're excited about, or people we haven't seen before in the marketplace?
Yeah, certainly. We have a few new cheesemakers this year. Just Creamery is coming in from South Bay. We also have a couple of great new artisan provision makers. De La Creamery from Oakland is coming in. They make really fantastic small batch ice cream. And yeah, a lot of other great new people, and I don't want to spoil it. So
got it.
If you want to discover them, you just come to the marketplace.
Got to come on down.
but all of these people who don't want to spill the beans, it's on the website, though, correct?
It is on the website.
Okay.
That's true. Yes.
So if you won't tell us, we'll just go to the website.
Or we'll just show up and see how it goes.
There we go. It's a great little scavenger hunt.
I have to tell you something. Having been to the marketplace off and on for the last 19 years, this is really extraordinary, the list of vendors, confectioners, the merchants that you have assembled is really possibly one of the best I've ever seen.
Thank you. We do put a lot of work into it, and we, you know, really want to make sure the value is there for the attendees and the vendors, and, you know, we like to think everyone there is kind of the best at what they do.
Yeah. Emily, I believe that a company you're associated with, McAvoy Ranch.
We will sure be there. We're going to be part of the marketplace and are looking forward to bringing something non-cheese to, you know, cut through all the cheese there. We'll bring a little olive oil and some bruschettas and tapenades and some of our body care as well. So,
and one of our tour groups is actually going to be lucky enough to have a tour stop at the ranch.
Yes, on Friday.
Also very exciting on Friday. Exactly.
Yes, looking forward to it.
And we should tell people in advance right now, and because this happens every single year, the tours sell out almost immediately as soon as they go up, don't they, Alyssa?
They do, yeah. The tours and the cheese crawl both sell out really quickly. And unfortunately, they are totally sold out this year, of course, but if you're interested in 2027, just keep your eye out for when tickets go on sale. You can't wait.
And when do they usually go on sale? About a month ahead, or?
Historically, they've gone for sale the 1st of January in 2027. Mm. Our goal is to get it out before the holidays, so maybe like early November.
Okay.
Okay, look for that. And the cheese crawl, is that the one that's taking place at the Barlow?
Yes, that's right.
In Sebastopol. Good. We'll look for that for next year. But for this year, focus in on the available events that are taking place that Alyssa just told us about, plus the marketplace highlights, and really take a look at the Bubbles and Bites highlights, the early VIP entry. It's worth the extra money. The website, again, is Artisan Cheese Festival. That's all one word, .com. Correct, Alyssa?
That's right.
All right. Well, have a fabulous cheese festival. We're going to have a lot of fun once we hang. Not that we haven't had fun with you, but we're going to continue.
Amazing. I know you're in for a great great group of guests.
We have a couple of great local cheesemakers that are going to join Emily yep. in just a few minutes. Great talking with you. Thanks so much for having
Thanks so much.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. We'll be back, and we will be welcoming two outstanding cheesemakers, local Sonoma County treasures, into the KSRO kitchen. And don't go away, because we have two single tickets to give away to two very lucky Good Food Hour listeners shortly before noon today.
Bedrosian's Tile and Stone is offering a special promotion. Right now, you can save 40% on select in-stock slabs. Visit Bedrosian's designer showroom in Santa Rosa to explore their wide range of slabs, including luxurious quartzite, durable granite, exquisite marble, stunning quartz, and amazing porcelain. This offer is available while supplies last, so hurry in to take advantage of the 40% discount on select in-stock slabs. Bedrosian's offers the largest selection of imported slabs and the most diverse collection of tile in the North Bay, as well as engineered wood and vinyl. And Bedrosian's certified showroom specialists will help you bring your dream space to life. An elegant new kitchen, bath, fireplace, or engineered floor from Bedrosian's can make a significant difference to your space. Remember, the 40% discount on select in-stock slabs is only available while supplies last. Visit Bedrosian's Tile and Stone at 700 Stony Point Road to explore their unbelievable showroom and take advantage of this special promotion today.
Simpson Sheet Metal is helping local kids become million-word readers through Read On Sonoma. 85% of students met their reading goal this year, nearly double from 3 years ago. Our students read more than 591 million words, more than twice the national average. A special shout-out to Kenwood Elementary, the first school where all students met their reading goal. Congratulations, and keep up the good work. Here's Barbie Simpson, owner of Simpson Sheet Metal.
One of the things I cherish most in my life is my grandkids. Spending time with them gives me such great joy. As they've grown, I've seen their reading skills and comprehension increase, along with their interest in the world around them. Being a grandparent is one of the greatest joys of my life.
Children who learn to read at grade level by third grade are more likely to graduate from high school and overall do better in life. Simpson Sheet Metal and Read On Sonoma, dedicated to improving children's lives in Sonoma County. ReadOnSonoma.org.
Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Santa Rosa Diesel services all light-duty diesel vehicles and equipment. Santa Rosa Diesel is Sonoma County's diesel specialist in engine diagnostics and repair, oil changes, brakes, AC service, even pre-purchase inspections. The pros at Santa Rosa Diesel have almost 100 years combined experience in diesel fuel systems. If your check engine light is on, Santa Rosa Diesel will pull the code for you for free, let you know what the problem is, and what it's going to take to fix it. That's right, if your check engine light is on, Santa Rosa Diesel will pull the code for you for free. Also, with every oil change, you get a free safety inspection. Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Come to Santa Rosa Diesel for advice, diesel fuel injection sales and service, or when your diesel vehicle needs repair. 3649 Standish Avenue in Santa Rosa. Online at srdiesel.com. srdiesel.com.
News, talk, community. KSRO.
Hallelujah, there's cheese in the KSRO kitchen. Lots of wonderful, wonderful cheese. I'm Steve Garner, along with Emily Ash Lamb in the KSRO kitchen this morning, and we're saluting the big California Artists and Cheese Festival taking place next weekend. You can go to the website and find out what's still available. And if you're very, very lucky and you're living a good life, you might win one of two tickets that we're going to give away to the big marketplace next Sunday. Why don't you introduce our guest, Emily?
Is it Omer or Omer?
Omer.
I'm sorry that I didn't say that right. Seltzer from Mount Etan Cheese. Am I saying it correctly there?
Yeah, Mount Etan Cheese.
Mount Etan Cheese. And we also have Karen Moreta from Valley Forge Creamery.
Hi.
Oh, you said hi so well. So let me put this in historical perspective. I am holding a letter in front of me that says, "Hi, Steve. I will be sampling out my cheese on Friday evening and would love the opportunity to share my story with you and Chef John Ash. I am a fourth-generation dairy rancher, gone cheesemaker, and loving every minute of it. Aww. My son will graduate soon from Cal Poly with his degree in dairy products, and guess what his emphasis is? Cheese! And my other son, dairy science and viticulture. Thanks for your time and look forward to meeting you. Sincerely, Karen." And that's June 21st, 2010.
Oh, my goodness.
A long history. I love it.
That was a lot. 15, 16 years ago.
Well, wow. you were just basically out of your teens when we saw you.
Oh, thank you. I needed that.
And what is your son doing now?
So Joe, yeah, who runs the creamery and is taking on the whole new division of our cheese and soft serves. So he's back. Full time, awesome. Running everything 7 days a week. Jim actually now has joined us back after he did, when he graduated, went to New Zealand and came back in 2013. And 6 years ago, he started his dairy and he milks 100% Jersey cows. And we purchase our milk from him.
Oh, how cool.
So do you have what they call a closed herd, or are you buying Strauss milk still? Or I think you were.
No, we've never bought. It always came from our family.
Oh, it always your family dairy. Oh,
my, and then both sons, we were all, my son was also at our family dairy. He had the opportunity 6 years ago to go and lease his own dairy and start his herd. He's really into the rotational grazing. He learned a lot in New Zealand, let alone, you know, hands-on at Cal Poly and everything. But he's really the genetics, the rotational grazing, very natural.
Yeah.
So right now, the fat in the milk with the grasses is just insane.
Spring.
Those cheeses are going to have such a beautiful color. Mm. And this beautiful weather right now.
So you're going to be at the marketplace next Sunday.
We will.
Hosting and tasting some of these cheeses we're going to be tasting today. But you also have a tasting room in Valley Ford.
We do. We have
it's a lovely spot.
Yes, yeah. It's a little bit of everything. So you can grab things for a picnic. We have a chef. We have a baker. We have some little treat from our baker this morning. Nikki and coffee, wine, cheese, food.
It feels very community. It feels very cozy in your shop. I love
it's
that.
Fun. Yeah. It is fun.
So give us the thumbnail sketch of your family's history in Marin and Sonoma County.
Oh, boy.
And it started in the 19th century, didn't it?
It did. Well, both families on both my grandmother and my grandfather's side, their parents came from Italy and Switzerland in the late 1890s. My grandmother's side settled in Marin, and there was 10 of them, and all 9 had ranches, and my grandmother moved to Sonoma County.
So from Novato area?
Exactly. All the way out to Point Reyes National Seashore. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of family out there and in Point Reyes. And then my grandmother settled a mile over the Marin County line in Valley Ford with my grandfather.
Wow.
So a little bit of history. So we have 6 generations now.
Oh, a new
So Joe's 5, so cool. And his little girl is 6, and we're grooming her.
Oh, I love it.
So here we are.
She's 3 years old, and we're grooming her. She goes to farmer's markets.
Oh, very cool.
So easily over 125 years.
Exactly.
Raising dairy cows. And now cheese since when, 2009 or 10?
About that time. Yeah. Yes, about that time. I guess we'll celebrate our 20 years, you know.
Well, this is a great and kind of risky and bold move that you made, changing directions like this, going to Cal Poly. Did you study cheese making there?
Or? I did not. I went back and took some of their science courses, to get into the cheese making. And I started out really small. You know, it was just kind of an expensive hobby. And it started kind of getting a little bigger, and Joe graduated, and he came back, and he has ran with it. He came up with that beautiful gorgonzola, which is kind of like a double cream gorgonzola, and then all our new line, to the fresh mozzarella.
We have a lot to catch up on because it's been 15 years since I saw you. And I remember the Estero Gold.
Yep.
That was just
that was our flagship
cheese.
It's so good. It's the, I eat that one all the time.
Well, someone that's new, but boy, has made a huge impact in a really little bit of time. Chef John Ash and I invited you on the show a couple of years ago, Omer. And it was so nice to meet you and your daughter when you came in and we tasted some of your cheeses. Just, and it's been everywhere you turn, people are raving about your cheese. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So you come from a cheese-making family, don't you?
Yes. We had a farm in the Judea Mountains, which is a national sort of a park. And our herd was in charge of managing the growth. That's why we started there. So for 50 years, we made cheese in the park, grazing the goats. Just a historical point of view, we brought the first Nubian herd to Israel. So we were always raising...
When was this? 1950s?
No, later than that, 1979.
Well, but still, 45 years. And your dad made cheese?
My dad made cheese. We were fortunate enough to be across the valley from a monk, a monastery, a Greek Orthodox monastery with French monks, and they used to run the creamery.
Wait a second. Greek Orthodox monastery with French monks, and they made cheese?
And they made cheese in our plant.
So, you learned from them? About
so that's why we make all this variety of techniques that is used in goat cheese.
Oh, interesting.
Because we had that influence from different regions, and that gave us enough background to start making cheese in different techniques, different ways, emphasizing different milks from different seasons.
So you only made goat cheese?
Back in Israel, yeah.
But now cheese. Since you've moved to Sonoma County, you're also making cow cheese too?
Yes. So goats are very seasonal. So there's 2 months where you don't milk the goats because they're pregnant. So when the kidding season starts, which is around now, so if you go around the county, you can see a lot of baby lambs and baby goats.
Yeah.
So for us, this is the season that the milk shifts, and we source the milk from Strauss, and we do some whole Jersey milk cow seasonally.
Mm-hmm. You do. So, but this is peak time for lambing and everything else is
lambing and kidding, yes.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And it's, you brought in a selection of your cheeses, which we're going to start tasting too, along with Karen's cheeses. And I don't know how I'm going to eat all this cheese, but I'm going to do my dangness.
I'm going to do it.
Do myself proud this morning. So are you doing farmers markets at this point?
Yes, we mostly do farmers markets and direct to restaurants.
Direct, but so you don't have a standalone retail shop at this point?
No, we don't.
Don't
but
no
we
plans.
Can find you in Oliver's or no?
And yes, there are a few local shops that we do. Oliver's, we have a Big John's in Hillsburg. Mm-hmm. We have a few local shops.
And where are you making your cheese, Omer?
In Bodega.
Oh, Adam Bodega?
Yeah.
So you have to go right past Valley Forge Cheese probably on the way out there. Or how do you go out there, Occidental Road or...?
Yeah, pretty much. It's so we source all the goat milk from Redwood Hill Farm.
Is it still called Redwood Hill? It has a new name, doesn't it?
It's Redwood Hill Capricopia, yeah.
Capra what?
Capricopia.
Capricopia. Then it's Jennifer Bice.
Yes,
who founded it Redwood Hill Farm that sold it to a French firm, did it? Did they not, or a Swiss farm?
It got sold, yeah.
But she's still handling the herd.
Yes, the farm is kept by her. Very, very, it's certified humane, so it's very, very well kept, and the goats are doing really well, so it's really fun to go there.
Yeah, she's Miss Goat Milk, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, her family's been involved for 50 years, probably, in tending goats and raising goats and raising the consciousness of goat cheeses all throughout Northern California. So that's a good person to work with.
Yeah, it's wonderful milk. I think all in all, when we look at the goat milk in the county, like Karen said, the freshness of the milk now, and she said it as if it's a side note how yellow the milk is, but even the Jersey milk right now when they're grazing, it's amazing to work with that milk.
Well, I see this wonderful apparatus in front of you, Karen. It's got a little glow underneath it, and it must have something to do with melting cheese, right?
We certainly are melting in a little fondue pot, since I believe Rocklet is a big, emphasis on the cheese festival too.
Yeah. Well, you're doing this. You're introducing raclette.
We do have a big, beautiful raclette machine that we brought in from Switzerland, and it's just absolutely stunning, and it has the little flame, bubbles of cheese onto like the focaccia. It's amazing.
What kind of cheese do you use for your raclette?
We use our Highway 1, which is a Fontina style. Mm-hmm. You know, so all of our cheeses have an Italian emphasis on all the ones that we make. And my grandmother's side is from the Italian part of Switzerland.
Mm. She probably grew up eating raclette.
She probably did. My family still makes cheese up in the mountains in Monte Carlo, Switzerland.
Oh.
So I got to visit with them, and so it was pretty special. So, you know, this is a melting cheese, and I put it in this little pot so we could get a little taste.
Is that high moisture? Is that why it melts?
It is in the cultures, mm-hmm. and the temperature when we inoculate it with cultures. It is a washed cheese, a washed curd cheese, and then we wipe the exterior with a certain bacteria mm-hmm. to give it that orangish pink, like your traditional Fontina from Italy, like that Val d'Aosta area.
Well, it's beautiful. So, I thought you were going to come in with a high-tech electric raclette melter or something that would blow our circuitry here at KSRO.
Well, but you'll see it, I believe, at the marketplace. You'll come by and see
it. A teaser.
Yeah.
Oh, so you have
this is just a teaser to watch it melt.
Okay, I was
going
to say, there's no way you're going to be able to melt enough raclette.
No.
With this little thing, this is enough for Emily and me, probably. It's just beautiful. Why don't we take a quick break? We'll come back and we'll start tasting some of the cheeses from both of our guests. Karen Moreta from the Valley Forge Cheese Company in Valley Forge and Omer Seltzer from the Mount Aton Cheese Company. Both of them will be at the marketplace next Sunday. That's at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds, and you should go online and take a look at tickets before they sell out. I'm Steve Garner along with Emily Ashlam in the KSRO Kitchen.
Your home for news, weather, traffic, talk. Sonoma County's News Talk. KSRO Santa Rosa.
If you're remodeling an existing kitchen or bathroom, Cabinets 101 in Rohnert Park is your local diamond-certified company. With a huge selection of quality wood cabinets, stainless and porcelain sinks, quartz and granite countertops to suit any kitchen or bathroom. Here's another satisfied Cabinets 101 customer.
This was my first kitchen remodel, and my knowledge of products and construction was limited, so I was a bit overwhelmed. I was referred to Cabinets 101 by several friends, and Stan listened to all my ideas and provided multiple choices and price options. He offered suggestions, but was never pushy, and explained all the details. The remodel was professional and on time. I love my new kitchen thanks to Stan and Cabinets 101.
0% interest, limited term financing available. Bring in your project measurements and Cabinets 101 will even give you a free estimate on your project. Stop by the Cabinets 101 showroom today at 5665 Redwood Drive in Rohnert Park.
Hey Sonoma County, George Adair here with Cross Country Mortgage. Online at georgeadair.com. The real estate market is heating back up, and mortgage rates are finally coming down off their peaks, creating a window of opportunity you don't want to miss. Whether you're looking to refinance, tap into home equity, or buy your next property, we've got you covered. Get started at georgeadair.com. From conventional loans to alternative income options, I'll help you find the right fit for your home purchase or refinance goals. The market is shifting. Smart moves now can pay off big later. Let's build your strategy with a free personalized consultation. Schedule a one-on-one meeting or call online at georgeadair.com. That's georgeadair.com. Let's get you started.
GeorgeADAIR.com. Cross Country Mortgage NMLS 3029 and GeorgeAdair NMLS number 245370. Licensing info at NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Equal housing opportunity subject to credit approval.
Hi, Jody Cohen from Sonoma Cutlery inviting you to stop fighting your food. Get your knives professionally sharpened at our new location across from SRJC. Drop off your knives and pick them up a few days later, or call ahead for a VIP appointment to get your sharpening done while you wait. Scissors and pruning shears too. We can also personalize your knives with custom engraving. Sonoma Cutlery across the street from SRJC. Sharpening details and more at SonomaCutlery.com.
Get ready to swirl and smile with a Sonoma Sip Trip, your playful passport to five fantastic Sonoma County wineries, five curated experiences at Pedroncelli Winery, Banshee Wines, Sunsay Winery, Alexander Valley Vineyards, and Martin Ray Vineyards and Winery. Grab your Sip Trip, normally a $500 wine country adventure, for just $149. But hurry, these deals tend to disappear faster than a final pour of Pinot. Head to mysonomadeals.com and snag your Sonoma Sip Trip before it's gone.
I'm KSRO's Jeff Woodworth with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Following the cool and cloudy overnight, we can look to mostly sunny skies to give us daytime highs in the high 70s and low 80s. In the evening, partly cloudy skies are currently leaving us with overnight lows in the mid to high 40s. Looking ahead, temps are expected to reach the mid to high 80s by Monday and remain there for the week. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9 KSRO.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Emily Ash Lamb and two fantastic cheesemakers. We have Omer Seltzer from Mount Eitan. It's spelled E-I-T-A-N cheese here in Sonoma County. And Karen Bianchi. Is it Bianchi?
Bianchi.
I did it okay?
You did.
Bianchi Moreira from Valley Forge Cheese Company in Valley Forge, California. So why don't you run us through a couple of the cheeses we're going to taste. And these cheeses, I'm sure you'll be probably sampling at the marketplace next Sunday?
Yes.
Okay. Plus the raclette, which we'll get to in a bit, the melting cheese.
Yes.
That's going to like. So which these are what?
Okay. I think Karen's going to tell us a little bit.
We'll start with this is the fresh cheese. So mm-hmm. we're starting with the mildest, I think, with Omer and I. You are going to have fresh mozzarella that was made yesterday. Made yesterday, correct. And then
and it's yellow. It has a beautiful
yellow. It's beautiful. Yellow. That's what the cows are eating right now. I think it's the cream of the crop. You know, it has that little bit of yellow hue to it.
I feel like that's insider cheese knowledge that people kind of go like, oh, it should be really white and look like this. But when you explain it, that's what the cows are eating. And this, like you said, is actually the cream of the crop. I think that's fascinating information myself.
Oh, it's wonderful. It tastes fresh.
Oh, it's so good.
So it's just made yesterday.
It is. And then what we do after mozzarella, we actually make ricotta, and it's a sweet whey ricotta. Mm. So we add a little bit of milk back into it, about 5% back into it.
Not this one.
And that is going to be that one. And you can just taste the freshness of that.
Wow.
So that preceded the mozzarella make yesterday.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it has a very short shelf life. Mm-hmm. But there's a reason, because it's so fresh.
Oh, right. It's so delicate.
Isn't it?
So delicate,
It's so amazing. It is, to me, I think that's really like a traditional Italian ricotta there. It's absolutely beautiful. And then next to that is going to be our farmer's cheese. And, you know, that's our own recipe.
Higher butter fat?
It is. You know, this is Jersey milk, so it's the highest you're going to get.
Oh, boy. Ooh.
And that is probably the most versatile cheese, because you can dress it up and you can dress it down. And sweet or savory, we make our cheesecakes in the shop out of that. Yeah. It's not a real dense, it's just a really friendly cheesecake. And that's what that farmer's cheese.
And another one that's a little yellowy in color, so you know you're getting that.
They're fresh, and these are pasteurized. And so they are, made to eat.
Yeah.
I think the word ephemeral comes to my mind.
Yeah.
They're of the season. They're here today and gone tomorrow kind of cheeses.
Yep. Seasonality.
Seasonality. Yep. They're absolutely beautiful cheeses.
Yes. I hadn't had that farmer's cheese. That is really delicious. I feel like you could use it in a thousand ways. Yeah.
It is a fun cheese, because you can put a little pepper jelly on it. It is, I would say, the most versatile.
Yeah.
Because you can do so much with it.
Yeah.
And we should try some of Omar's cheeses next.
What do we have first here? I know we have
one thing to interject about that cheese that we just tasted from Karen.
Oh, this one here. Oh, this one. Beautiful.
Yeah, you can do this one. Oh. And we'll start with the one in the spoon, which is another farmer's cheese. The technique here is very, very slow. So goat cheese, unlike cow cheese, you have to slow down the entire process. Everything takes longer. The milk format is different, and I think that's what separates the two types of milk in a cheesemaker point of view. This cheese is very rich, and unlike the cow milk cheese, it takes almost 24 hours longer to actually produce it.
Oh.
But like Karen said, you can use it any way you like. It's like a great basis, and I think that's one of the things that differentiates California cheese than a lot of different places that have traditional cheese.
Right.
It's like you want to pair it with stuff. You want to be able to work with it. So one of the ideas with our goat milk is to tone down the hard, goaty off flavor that is associated with goat cheese and to have it something mild that you can really build on top of it. So even going with a little bit of honey or going with a little bit of olive oil changes completely the direction of that cheese is going to take. The second cheese is a Bulgarian-style cheese.
And like that's a feta? Like the feta cheese?
So the feta is a Greek cheese, and it's made out of sheep milk, EU milk. So with our feta, what we're going with is something that has the goaty texture, which is very, very typical. Yes, it's the square with a double. And with this cheese, what you'll see right away is that it behaves like goat milk. There's a difference in the texture.
Oh, thank
you. And the salt comes from the brine, not from the cheese itself. It's one of these cheeses that you don't add salt to the cheese itself. It's only from the brine. So that allows the fluctuation between how salty you'd want the cheese to be. And the salt and the brine have to be in a certain balance with the cheese so that the cheese doesn't melt into the brine. There's a lot of science behind the brine processing, but once you get it, you can actually age it for a very long period of time. Traditionally, you can taste after 2 months or 3 months. It's one of these cheeses that need their time to actually develop flavor in the brine.
Do you age them?
Everybody likes really fresh cheese in California. Another thing about California cheese, people go to the fresh more than they go to the aged cheese.
I will say, both of these are nicely, they are more mild than when I try some, but in the, they're just so delicious, and that little salty, little tangy, and just really usable, much like the farmer's cheese that I was saying. I just feel like there's a million things you can do with this, even including just spreading it on toast in the morning, and it's not too overpowering for something like that, but just delicious. Can you remind me of the names of these two, the first two?
So the first one is a tamar. And that's just traditionally in my family, we've always named cheeses after family members.
Nice.
So to kind of keep that tradition in line, we kept the names, even though they're harder to pronounce, but it was important for us to have that.
And Tamar is who? So is your?
My aunt.
Your aunt. Got it. Yeah.
And the second one we tried now is the Adi. Which is that Bulgarian because of the Balkan region. That's very common in the Balkan region.
Okay.
It has a certain history to that cheese. And the last cheese we have out here is the Moni. Moni is named after my brother. That's his nickname.
Okay.
And this is, if we talked about the farmer's cheese, this is a hydrated farmer cheese. So once again, not more than a week aged, very, very soft, and it crumbles. So you can actually break this and, I don't know, I'd like the people that are chefs to do the chef thing. I look at myself as my job is to celebrate the milk, find the characteristics, or find the flavors, and then have the emphasis on that. And then when it goes out of the creamery and it goes to the chef, he can take it and deliver that.
Right.
We'll take a break at that point, come back, and we'll move to a little heavier cheeses. Our two guests are two great cheesemakers. We have from Mount Etan, we have Omar Seltzer, and we have Karen Bianchi Moreta from Valley Forge Cheese Company, and Emily Ashlam, along with me, Steve Garner, in the KS Arto Kitchen. Stick around in another few minutes. Two lucky KS Arto Good Food Hour listeners will be attending next Sunday's big artisan cheese marketplace as our way of saying thanks for listening to the show this morning.
Hey, what's up? It's your old friend Dirt, the guy who makes your car look so dusty and dull. Do me a favor. Please steer clear of the three Love car washes in Santa Rosa and the new location in Rohnert Park at 6258 Redwood Drive north of the expressway. With their next level washing technology, free vacuums, and convenient unlimited wash packages, it's obvious Love Car Wash has a problem with me. Covering your ride in dusty filth is a tough job, and a visit to Love Car Wash not only erases all my hard work, but with their cutting-edge protectants like Graphene and Ceramic Extreme, come on, how am I going to do my job?
Check out Love Car Wash monthly packages. Right now, get the first month for 50% off. More info at luvcarwash.com.
The name is Love, so where's the love for Dirt Love Car Wash? Where's the love?
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Centerline 33 brings pickleball and complete wellness together in Sonoma County with brand new indoor and outdoor courts, a full fitness center, cold plunge, red light therapy, and an elegant welcoming environment. It's a place to stay active and socialize. From leagues, lessons, and open play to private event bookings, team building outings, and employee appreciation events, Centerline 33 is designed for connection. Rain or shine, pickleball always happens here. Grand opening pricing now available at a huge discount. Discover more at centerline33.com.
Traveling can be stressful, but it doesn't have to be. Next time you're planning a trip, fly out of the Charles M. Scholes Sonoma County Airport. With quick and easy check-in, on-site parking, and direct flights to 11 destinations, flying out of STS is the perfect way to start your journey. And with its convenient location, your trip starts sooner at STS. Grab a bite to eat, a glass of wine, and enjoy the beautiful new terminal. Book your next trip today at flysts.com. STS, half the distance, twice the experience.
KSRO welcomes The Real Change with Jeff Gilman from the Redwood Gospel Mission. On the second and fourth Wednesdays of each month at noon, Jeff and his guests explore the realities of homelessness, breaking down stigma, understanding the paths that lead there, and inspiring our community to get involved and be part of the solution. The Real Change with Redwood Gospel Mission on the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month at noon on KSRO.
News, talk, community, KSRO.
In the KSRO kitchen, Steve Garner along with Emily Ashlam, and it's a cheese-a-palooza, I think we'll call it this morning.
It's a mini market.
All in anticipation of next weekend's Artisan Cheese Tasting Marketplace, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The marketplace is next Sunday at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. Go online for information about all the available cheese tasting. There's tickets still available for them. That's artisancheesefestival.com. Our next series of cheeses, courtesy of our two great cheesemakers. Why don't we start with Karen, the cheeses you put on the plate.
I think are we going the other way, Omer first?
Oh, should we go Omer?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Omer, what cheeses you put on the plate?
Okay, so we put the stronger flavored cheeses next, because we started with the mild cheeses. So this cheese, the first thing we'll have is a young Yael, which is
here?
A bloomy rind, yes, mm-hmm. With a thin rind on top. And I think this really brings out the goaty flavor that we are looking for, yes.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that is a very different cheese. You're right, the texture is completely, I was expecting it to be almost brie-like, because it has that rind, but it's very, very different, really good.
Yeah, so this family of cheeses has no, it's a lactic cheese.
Right.
So you don't add enzymes. The coagulation
sure.
is very, very slow. It has that flavor buildup in the first 72 hours, and then it kind of mildly grows that rind to it. Very traditional, very typical for goat cheese. And the second cheese that we have out there is the...
Is it this?
Yeah. It's a tome. And tome is a traditional name. A lot of people make different tomes in different areas. This is a goat cheese that is very not typical. You don't see a lot of hard goat cheeses in California in general. It's one of my favorite cheese to make.
Yeah.
It's a hard cheese. It's a slow process. You really connect with the cheese, and it's on the sweeter side. Typically, goat cheese, Alpine-style goat cheeses, have that really thick, nutty flavor, and that's what we're going with this cheese.
Oh, it really does. It's so good.
And Karen, the cheeses that you put on the plate, would you describe those for us?
Let's start with our very first cheese that we talked about, 15 years ago, the Estero Gold.
This one.
Yes. And do you see how yellow it is? It's incredible. It's young. It is going to be more of that, a little mild Alpine style cheese that you would find, obviously, in Italy and Switzerland. But obviously, we make it here, so it's a reflection of what the grass is. What the cows are eating.
And how long is this aged for?
This one here is 4 months old.
4 months. It's a younger one.
So it's a young one. And then next to it, of course, is going to be the Estero Gold Reserve. And that's got a little age to it. And, you know, that one has won numerous awards. We're really proud of that. And then as that
this one kind of put you on the map, this reserve one, didn't it?
The aged one did.
Yeah, it's really tasty.
And that is roughly about 10 months old. And then, you know, if I'm lucky, I could keep some wheels back. I wish I had a lot more than I do. But when it gets to 20 months, it has that, it's very nutty, very crystallized with the tyrosine. It just does a beautiful aging with that cheese. And we actually did win a silver in Italy with that cheese that was 20 months old. So it's really beautiful. I just can't seem to hold on to it that long enough. I need another aging room.
And then it looks like some Gorgonzola.
And then we have Gorgonzola, but you know what? What if we do this real quick? Because I think, you know, I know we were supposed to just have a little talk about the raclette, so you'll be able to taste. I don't know if we can reach that. I don't know. And then...
And this is a Fontina style.
That's our Fontina.
The spiritual home of raclette in the United States is in Wisconsin. My wife and I went to Wisconsin several years and did a raclette crawl. We tasted raclette all over a lot of central and northern Wisconsin. And I developed quite a taste for this.
You know, this, like I said, we just melted this.
Yeah.
But when you actually put it under the burner and it does the bubbling and it kind of does this little browning.
Oh, is that good?
It's good. This is giving you a little teaser for everybody that's listening, right?
Yeah, it's delicious.
And then we will end with the Gorgonzola. Really proud of this cheese. Joe, it took him about 2 years. This was his hard work to develop our Gorgonzola.
Boy.
It's a little young, so I'd like to see a couple more weeks on it, and it will just continue to get very soft, kind of like going into that, like a double cream Gorgonzola. It'll do a little weeping, so when you cut it, it does weep a little. And this is just a beautiful cheese.
It's a beautiful cheese.
And it has a natural basket weave exterior, and it's versatile.
How long does this age for?
I'd like to get it to about 5 months, but this here is about four months and a week. So, but it is beautiful. I mean, it's delicious right now.
Oh, yeah.
So.
And again, really versatile. I feel like it really could be used in 100 ways. Yeah.
When you put it and set it out at room temperature, you can just spread it on like butter.
And I see a little dessert staring at me. What is this?
Well, our baker this morning, Nikki, it is Pi Day, Math Pi Day 314. She decided to make us a little sample of our farmer's cheese in with this chocolate mousse, with a mousse.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that
Oh, it's so good. Yeah. That was a good idea. She had a very good idea.
And so she did several. This one here was just really beautiful with our farmer's cheese. And I wish everybody could see it because it has raspberries.
But if they head out to Valley Ford Creamery, are they available to purchase?
They are.
There you go.
They are.
Got to make a little trip to the
coast. We're
going to
take a break. We're going to give us some tickets. But also, you do an incredible soft serve. Mention your soft serve.
Oh, thank you. Yes. We're really proud of our soft serve. And it's a continuing growing business. And the quality of the milk, you know, it's a high fat. We inoculate some. It is our recipe. We put some cream. We bring it up to a certain percentage. And it's a gelato style soft serve.
It's really good.
And we will be serving gelato at the Artisan Cheese Festival. So we're going to bring some. But our soft serve is growing, and we do salted caramel, chocolate, vanilla, and unflavored.
Okay, yeah. I have two big questions for both of you. Your two favorite numbers between 1 and 12. Karen, what is your favorite number between 1 and 12 today?
11.
11. What about you, Amar, your favorite number?
7.
Callers number 7 and 11 at 707-636-1350 will win a ticket to next Sunday's big cheese marketplace at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. Callers number 7 and 11 at 707-636-1350. Well, you have made our day.
Mm.
Thank you, Amar.
Thank you for
Thank
having
you.
Us.
Thank you.
This was fun.
And you're going to make probably 1,500 people very happy next Sunday.
It's such a fun event. We get to network with our fellow cheesemakers and people that support us. It's a lot of fun.
Look for your cheeses. Omar, you're available at farmers markets, correct?
Around Sonoma County, yes.
And do you have a website where we can find out where you are?
Yes, Mount Etain Cheese.
Yeah, all one word, M-T-E-I-T-A-N?
T-I-E-N, yes.
.com?
.com.
And we can find you on right there on the way to the coast to and from.
You can find us on Highway 1 in Valley Forge and at a lot of stores. Oliver's Market, of course, carries all of our cheeses and give them a good little plug.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you for having us.
Let's not make it 16 years.
Let's do it. Yeah, let's make it a little sooner.
Great seeing you, Emma. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you for having us, Mike.
Emily, we'll see you next week.
We'll see you then.
Thanks, listeners. Hope you enjoyed the show. I certainly did. Look forward to talking to you next week. Dr. Spaeth will be back for Garden Talk, and we'll be back in the Chaos Artle Kitchen.
Sound technologist for Sonoma Vein. I see patients with leg symptoms such as swelling, cramping, achiness, heaviness, restless legs, itchiness, or pain. The most common thing patients say is,